Good morning, UK.
Good morning. Woo!
What are you guys doing here? What are you here for?
We want to go to Hawaii.
You want to go to Hawaii. Okay. Let's see what we can do. Did you have a good sleep?
Yeah.
Okay. About now, your brain really starts to feel heavy, so you'll get good sleeps from now on in, all right? Okay. Anybody here want to go to Hawaii? Just let me know with your hands. Who wants to go to Hawaii using any time you want, using none of your own money? Okay. I'm in the right room. You're the right audience. Let's do this. Folks, you're going to get all these slides downloadable to your computer wherever you want, so you don't have to freak out. You'll get every single one of these slides provided for you. We'll give you the website address a little later on today. Please flick over to your notes page where you see my face. Take notes as many as you can. And I'm going to go very quick. It's going to be a full-on 90 minutes. Please pay attention. But it's going to be very rewarding. You're going to enjoy this very much. Let's go. Why can't you currently fly to Hawaii anytime you want for as long as you like using none of your own money? Don't know how? Don't know how to do it?
Don't have the time?
Got no money? Why can't you do it?
Commitments.
You've got commitments. Why can't you do it, folks? They won't let you go free. Okay. Because working for an employer doesn't work. Why doesn't that work? They want you to turn up if you want the money. Yes. Why doesn't working for an employer work?
No time.
Well, aren't you always at their beck and call? Don't you have to turn up when they want you to? You have to apply for holidays, and if they can allow you to, then maybe you can go. You're a wage slave, that's right. And running a business with employees doesn't work. Why doesn't that work, folks? Who actually employs people here? A few hands going, why doesn't that work?
Got to worry about them.
Legal responsibilities.
Legal liabilities.
You got staff that maybe don't work perhaps as well as you need them to. Yeah. So that when you go away, do you feel a little bit worried when you leave your employees back at the job? A little bit concerned. So you can't truly relax. Bottom line is, folks, working hard doesn't work. But working smart does. And that's why you are here this weekend. So what is working smart? Working smart is knowing how to create a passive income out of nothing, out of thin air. That is working smart. It's knowing how to create a passive income that requires very little work, either on the beginning or on the end. That's working smart. It's using a system that is proven to work. Because haven't you all tried something? Anybody here? Put your hand up if you actually tried some sort of new investment scheme, some new business opportunity, some new internet idea, and it perhaps hasn't worked the way it was supposed to. Because it either is a scam, or it takes abilities that you just don't have, and it doesn't work the way that they promised you. So we want something which is proven to work. And you've got to know how to replicate that system over and over again. So if you create one system which works, you plug it in again, and off you go. That works as well. Then you plug it in again, and it creates more income for you. Am I creating a little bit of a picture here for you folks about what working smart is about? If you had this knowledge, how would it change your life? If you had this knowledge right now, how would it change your life? You can fly to Hawaii using none of your own money. No, go deeper. How would it affect your life?
Freedom.
Yeah. Folks, talk to me. How's it going to affect your life?
Be in control of your life.
Good one. What else?
Peace of mind.
That's a good one. Wouldn't that be a nice feeling to have if you knew you could actually create income and have it just rolling in without much work at all? How would that make you feel? Okay. How would that affect your life? Have a think for a second. How would that affect it? What's that? Well, I'd like to introduce you to this site here, a website. You should write this down. Scrapbookingprofits.com. www.freedomlife.com. You can go and check it out later on. And now I'm going to tell you why this is so important to you. I want to show you some proof. We talked about a system that works. I want to show you some proof that it does work. At the very top here, it actually says April 2005 in this box. And here's just a screenshot of some of the sales. I do that just so you realise that I'm not BSing you. Actual screen capture from ClickBank. And all the sales are down here. And I've just cut the list short. It actually goes down for a long way. So I've cut that short just to show you that it's there. Total amount, this is in US dollars, $1,505.26. And can we have the audio on for the computer, please? In pounds, that's £795 for the month of April. Okay, let's guess how much work I did for that. Okay, I want you to grab your left hand, like this, and I want you to make that. That simple thing. Is that okay? We'll go back the month before, March 2005. $2,506 US dollars. Pounds? Yeah, I've got sound effects in this. £1,324 for the month. How much work did I do for that? Let's go back the month before. This is February 2005. $1,729 US dollars. £913. Who wouldn't mind that coming into their bank account right now? What would that mean to you? What would that mean to your life if you just had that? Now, am I talking thousands of pounds here, tens of thousands of pounds a month? No. But how about if you had two or three of those coming in? Five of those? Six of those? January 2005, $1,786 US, pounds 943. Let's go back a bit further. December 2004. And folks, I'm showing you this so you know there's a track record here, all right? 2004, December, $1,702 US dollars, £943. November 2004, £1,380. October 2004, £1,382. How much work did I do for that? In order for you to do this, folks, are you going to have to learn new things? You're clear on that, right? You are going to have to learn new things. Are you going to have to take action even when you're scared? Is anybody here a little bit worried about what it's going to be like after you leave this room and actually try and get on the internet? Yeah? We've given you the knowledge, but when you've got to do it yourself, sometimes it's a different matter, right? But are you going to have to break through that? In order for you to create that sort of income, are you going to have to break through that? Okay, you've got to realise these things before you start. Are you going to have to invest time, money and effort, do you think, at the start? Okay. Will it be worth it? Will it be worth it, folks?
Yes.
It is. Oh, it absolutely is. Well, guess what? I have the whole system down pat from start to finish. I have the whole system you need from start to finish. I have the marketing secret that makes this whole system run on virtual autopilot. And without it, you're doomed to fail. Or shall I say, the people outside this room are doomed to fail. Because we already agreed it takes knowledge, and I'm going to give you the knowledge. Outside this room, people don't have that knowledge, right? Only a fraction of people know it. And it's the same secret that produces automatic sales on these following sites as well. Again, just to prove to you that it works. Check out this one, passthebutterplease.com. It's a site about property investing, and my website name, domain name, has nothing to do with property investing. Why would I do that? Catchy. Passthebutterplease.com. You should see some of the website names I've got. Here's another one. WesternSydneyNerd.com. Guess who that might be? That's offensive. That is offensive. You knew it was me straight away. TheNakedCopywriter.com. BurpeesByBrett.com. You've heard about some of my software, which actually writes the sales letter for you guys. That's the actual site which tells you all about that. And the same system applies on these sites. My marketing secret. Here's another one. Baldheadedbastard.com. The most important secret of all is, folks, a magic formula I use to write the words on the page. If you haven't realised it yet, so far on this weekend, copywriting is pretty important to the success of your business. Have we sort of tried to make that clear yet? It's absolutely vital. Understand this one truth, folks. How your web page is written is the single most important factor of any website. The most important. It's more important than search engine optimization. Who cares if you're getting hundreds of thousands of people there if when they get there, they don't buy because you haven't written the page properly? It's more important than Google advertising. Same deal. It's more important than product development. Who cares how good your product is if your sales letter sucks? People aren't going to buy. It's more important than getting a niche market. We've talked about that. That's a very good thing, but it's still more important than that. It's more important than audio and video on your website combined as well. That's how important it is, folks. And it's more important than your business strategy. So I'm trying to make it as clear as I can how important this is to you. But before we get on to the copywriting side, I want to do this. I want to show you how to create a killer product. Who would like me to show you how to do that? Who really, really wants to know?
Yes.
Good, because it's a really vital skill too. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. May 2004, I discovered Ed Dale and Frank Kern's Underachiever Formula. Hand up, please, if you've actually heard of Ed Dale or Frank Kern. Okay, they're starting to get out there. I think they're two geniuses, and they're two idiots as well. When they're on stage, you're just constantly laughing. They've got banter between them, and they're really silly, and so they're very entertaining. But geniuses all the same. And it's a formula, I'm going to take you through the formula, that I discovered, so in May 2004. And once I discovered the formula, I thought, wow, this is a really amazing. It really could give you such a fantastic lifestyle. And so then I was sitting back watching breakfast TV, Friday, July the 2nd. You got breakfast TV, haven't you? You know, Good Morning Britain or something similar, maybe? Yeah? And what happened was this. The weather girl told me. The weather girl was actually doing a live broadcast from outside the venue at an arts and crafts fair in Sydney. And she's walking past this stall. Just before she does the weather, she was just doing a bit of banter with the crew back in the studio. And she said, did you know, Steve and Tracy, that scrapbooking is Australia's fastest growing hobby? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting here going, this is what I did. I want you to actually grab your left hand and your index finger, and this is do this with me. You didn't do that with me. Some of you did. Because, and I'm going to tell you why this is important in a second. But scrapbooking, anybody know what scrapbooking is? Anybody doesn't know what it is? Okay. It is when, anybody got a photo album here at home? It's when you take a photo album and make it really pretty. You can add in little cards and paper and ribbons and all these little sentimental things. These people who do scrapbooking make the photo album look sensational. And it's one of the fastest growing crazes in the world. Sweeping America, sweeping Australia, and I believe it's about to hit England any time now as well, if it hasn't already started. Huge craze. It's very female orientated, but guys are starting to do it too, but who cares who is doing it? It's just a huge market. And so I heard by listening to the TV, once my little feelers were out looking for a niche market, that scrapbooking was the fastest growing hobby in Australia. What did I do? Left hand out, index finger pointed. Do it with me, folks. Because why I say that? Because that's what you need to start doing. Then I instantly visited this site. If you haven't written down this site yet, you should do it now. Inventory.overture.com. Why did I do that? Because I typed in scrapbooking just to check out and see if this was actually true about scrapbooking. And it comes up with the search term suggestion tool, and you would type in scrapbooking here, hit the enter button, and it comes up with how many people are actually searching per month for that subject. And it tells me here 144,000 people a month are searching for scrapbooking. I don't think you're taking me seriously. Is that good news? That's very good news. But I had to think of an angle, because when you type in scrapbooking to, say, Google, doing a search for scrapbooking, a whole lot of products come up. And on the right-hand side of Google, just in case you didn't know, on the right-hand side are all these ads, like small classified ads, and they are people actually paying for you to go and visit their site. And I saw who were there, and mainly it was people who were suppliers of scrapbooking materials, ribbons, cards, all that sort of stuff. And I had to think of an angle. I had to try and find something in that market that would appeal to those people, a different angle than anyone else had taken. So here's what I found. I checked it out, and I found one person was selling something that showing people how to make money with scrapbooking. Just one company, and they had a nice site. And I thought, well, if they're making money, it must be a good market. Now, most people would think, well, if someone else is doing it, then I won't do it. Anybody tend to think like that, perhaps? Get a bit scared off by competition? Well, not true. It tells me that people are actually paying money to that company. They're actually making some money from that. That tells me perhaps there might be some more money left in the market. So if there's only one person doing it, but a lot of people are looking for it, it's a low competition, great market. With me so far. Okay, so this is building a pretty good picture. So I set up what's called a flycatcher page to find people who are interested in scrapbooking. So let's explain that. Here's what it looks like. A flycatcher page is called that because we actually catch people. We catch their address. And in this instance, we actually caught feedback. And so the headline says here, how to make money scrapbooking. This book costs $17.97, but for a limited time, it can be yours free. Here's how. And basically, I'm going to tell them, if you'll give me your biggest question about how to make money with scrapbooking, I'll send you a free copy of the book once it's finished. Is that a good deal? Great deal. And so, here's what happened. Here we go, ask them the question. 30 little souls left me their questions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because then what I did is I got those questions and I gave them to a ghostwriter at elance.com. Have we talked about elance.com this weekend yet? If we haven't, let me know. Would you like me to explain what that is? Elance.com is where you can go and actually have people work for you. Designers, writers, photographers are all waiting to work for you at really just cents on the dollar compared to what you might pay in the regular market. And so they're all waiting to do this work for you, to be your employee, without the holiday benefits, without the insurance, without all the other stuff. And so I was able to go there and ask someone who, I said, can you go and research all these questions and find the answers to them? Because I don't know anything about it. Is that smart? That's the genius behind the little system. There is Elance Online. 14 days later, the ghostwriter came back with the e-book ready and all the questions answered. So how much work have I done so far? Everybody. Or virtually. It cost me $800 US for that service. Is that a fairly good deal? Not bad. I wrote a sales letter following my magic formula with a name that sounds like a human bodily function. And I'll talk about that in just a second. And here is the sales letter that I wrote at scrapbookingprofits.com, which I want you to go and check out after the seminar. So the sales letter goes down. So I had a flycatcher page catching questions. And once I'd finished with that, I replaced that, took that down, and put my sales letter there. With me so far? So flycatcher goes away, sales letter comes up. Selling the product. I placed some ads on Google.com. Remember, that's the right side of Google where you can actually place little ads. Sometimes you can it'll only cost you maybe 5 cents every time someone clicks on your ad. So when they click on your ad, they get taken to your site and it costs you 5 cents. Sometimes you can pay up to more. I actually bid and I said, every time someone wants to click on my ad, you can charge me 30 cents every time, because I wanted my ad to be placed at the top. When someone typed in scrapbooking, I wanted my ad up the top. Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? Because I wanted massive traffic, right? Really good traffic. You don't have to do it. That's what I chose to do. Here is the ad that I wrote, folks. Make money scrapbooking. New book reveals how to make money scrapbooking from home. Then you click, there's the site there, scrapbookingprofits.com. So what I want to tell you is that I put a spend limit of $20 a day, which meant that once all the 30 cent clicks reached a total of $20, my ad stopped showing for that day. And when the clock ticks over to the next day, bang, up comes my ad again. So I can control my expense. Is that cool? Yeah. That's great, isn't it? You actually control your whole budget. And so that's what I did, and that's how you should probably do it as well. Here are the stats. Every day, 1.3% of people searching for scrapbooking, and I mean this actual scrapbooking term, plus hundreds of other associated words to do with scrapbooking, click on my ad and read my letter. 3.6% of those folks go on to buy my book at $27.77. And this is all happening automatically. I don't ship the product, I don't do anything, right? It's all happening automatically. Too slow. It was a happy day indeed. Happy day. Happy day. I get heaps of silly stuff, don't worry. I don't ship the product, it's electronic. I don't need a warehouse to store it. I just sleep. Every day I get up in the morning and the orders are there. My ads cost me about £10 a day and make me up to £43 a day. Who here would like to put a bet on a horse for £10 if every time it ran it brought you back £43? Would that not be the best racing day ever? That's what this is. I try and give that to you in real terms, folks, because that's really actually what's happening. Every morning I check my email and there are 3 sales always, and often 5 or more. In a matter of 5 weeks, I created a yearly income of £14,051. Question. Can anyone do this? No. No, anyone can't do this. But I like your optimism. There's one thing stopping you, folks. My magic formula for writing the letter, because up to now you could probably pretty much follow that process and you'd be okay. But you must have the magic formula. Why is it so important? Because you can't kick back in Hawaii until somebody buys something from you. Your product can sit on your computer for as long as you want and you're not going to Hawaii. Learn how to write the sales letter and you'll go to Hawaii. A good product is not going to buy you a cocktail on the beach. Your sales letter will. It's taken me over 10 years to perfect. Responsible for hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales. I've done this for 16 years, folks. Has anybody here done something for 16 years? How good are you at it now? Damn good, right? So we'd be probably advised to take your advice on something if you've been doing it for 16 years, because chances are that person has worked out all the glitches, right? And that's what I've done for you. It answers the reader's natural questions without them realising it. Is that handy? When someone's reading your letter, all their questions are being answered. And with every line they read, it pulls them further and further into the letter, making them certain that this really sounds like the product for me. So let's reveal my magic formula that unlocks the key to your dream lifestyle. Burpees. Every letter of burpees stands for another part of the formula. That's why I put it in this form. So hopefully you can remember burpees. And if you remember burpees, you'll remember the formula. I'm going to give you every single step of this formula right now. You can actually go away today and start using this formula in whatever you're writing. Letters to your grandmother. If you want to sell your grandmother something, you can do that with this formula. But start using it. I'm going to tell you what the B stands for. Big promise. Big promise. That's what you've got to hit them in the guts with as soon as they land on your page. Let me show you an example. See this section here actually with a bracket and the B beside it? That's my big promise section. And you can actually go through my letter and actually see all the sections of the burpees formula just sitting there. And you will see it, but your customers won't. It's like, this is like I'm a magician and I'm showing you my tricks. Right, you're seeing behind the scenes of how the actual magician does his thing. And only once I show it to you, you'll actually see it in the letters. You know, who else wants to know how to make money with scrapbooking? Is that a big promise? I'm talking, talking about making money. Second line in here, if you're interested in making money from your favourite hobby, scrapbooking, then this is going to be the most exciting message you ever read. Is that a little bit of a promise? Okay. Next line. There is an amazing new ebook called How to Make Money with Scrapbooking. It covers nearly everything you need to know about getting up and started in your own scrapbooking business as soon as tomorrow. All about the promise of what you could have. Next part of the formula is the U, and it stands for use imagination. This is one of the most vital skills, folks, you will ever learn about copywriting. Because here's what happens. Anybody ever here bought a brand new car, or a car at least that you got excited about? Please show me with your hands. Bought something. It wasn't a car. Who here has bought something that you really couldn't wait to get your hands on? Let me tell you what happens to your brain once you buy that. Because let's say you buy a car, and chances are you might have to wait maybe a few days to get it. Your little brain starts creating pictures about how great it's going to be to own that car. You can picture yourself driving it, you can smell it, and you're seeing yourself driving along, you're wondering what your friends are going to say. You start creating pictures in your mind. And so what I suggest to you folks is this. What about if you actually start that process before someone buys? So that when they're reading your sales letter, you start the imagination process. Sound like a good idea? Okay, so here's how we do it. Again, this section here with the you, that's the use imagination section. You see it, your customers won't. Let me give you an example. At the top it says, imagine being able to set your own hours. Would that be nice? Doing what you love, scrapbooking, and doing it when it suits your lifestyle. And can you imagine how great you'll feel if you're getting paid for it? Am I using your imagination, folks? Wouldn't it be great to work from home, not having to battle the peak hour traffic or sit on dirty public transport? How would it make you feel to be your own boss and for people to be proud to have you scrapbook for them? Just a few weeks from now, you could be earning between $50 and $100 an hour doing what you love. Am I using your imagination, folks? Starting to get you to see and feel what it's going to be like to own this product. The R in burpee stands for rarity. Rarity. Who here loves things that are rare? Antiques, maybe. Who here would love to, like, when you think about the dream car, do you think of like your basic average car? Do you have Corollas here or Coronas? Do you think of that as your dream car? Perhaps if you're a collector, maybe, or someone. Or do you think of something a bit more rare? Why do you think antiques are so expensive these days, folks? Were they expensive when they were first created? Because there was heaps of them. Now there isn't. They're rare. And that's where their value comes from. We love things which are rare. Here's how we use that in a letter. Here's this sub-headline. And it's not like any other book you've ever read on making money with scrapbooking. Next question. Why? Simply, every section in the book is there because you asked for it. Not you really, but from real-life questions. Questions from people who love scrapbooking and want to make a living from it. A simple page was set up, and people like you visited it and left me their most pressing question on making money from scrapbooking. Now, where did I get that copy from? Did I not just... Wasn't it the process I actually used?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So I'm being fairly honest here, right? But that very process makes it unique. I had questions answered. Your questions. And then I tell them here, then I answered them. So I got the questions, then I answered them. And that makes my book more unique. Next part of the formula, the P. The P stands for points. On the first day, I think we talked about bullet points. Did we not? Vital. Here's an example of the point section. This part of the here of the bracket with the P. There's all my bullets. That's why I want you to go to this web page and read it for yourself. All my bullets. Let's read some of them. How to easily turn interested prospects into raving fans of your work without even trying. Who might like to know how to do that, you think, if you're interested in scrapbooking? Curiosity bullet. Curiosity bullet. How to do more of this kind of work that you love most and get paid top dollar for it. How to market your business so well that your customers are desperate to do business with you, literally waiting in line only for you. If you were going to start a business, how would you like to know that? Can you see the power of bullets, folks? So I start to take you through the whole process about getting you to find out or getting you interested in what's actually in this course. How about my lovely little cover there with the thumb up? It took me about 30 seconds. It's probably the worst cover I could have created. Am I really worried about it? No, not yet. Maybe I can improve that later on, but I'm not that worried. It's not my thumb either. Burpees. The I stands for irresistible offer. Where have we used an irresistible offer this weekend? Bonuses. Good, good, good. Where have we used it? Where have we used it?
At the end.
No, I actually mean where this weekend?
The challenge.
The challenge. Bonus after bonus after bonus to try and make it an irresistible offer. If you're writing something, folks, a sales letter, You want to make your customer feel so stupid if they didn't buy. That's how you get sales going through the roof. Offer so much value they would feel silly if they didn't take advantage of it. Here's how I did it. First of all, I told them what it might cost them if they wanted to do this research themselves. To have someone do all this research for you would normally cost you around $800. How do I know that? Because I paid it. Everything is explained in plain English, which means it's dead easy to read and understand, and it's logically laid out. There are other resources out there retailing for over $100. I wonder how I know that. Remember I did research and I found I had one competitor? Guess how much their product sells for? Over $100. Have I lied yet, folks? Am I making this stuff up? I'm just telling them exactly what's out there. Which is why How to Make Money Scrapbooking is such a bargain at $27.77. Is it looking like a good deal yet? You could pay $800. You could pay $100. $27.77 is all I'm asking. Good deal. But here's how we take it over the top. I've then added in bonus reports valued at $348. And here are all the reports here. The yawningly simple and devastatingly effective way to triple your profits and become an advertising genius. Value $29. I think that might be desirable by the person buying this book. Every one of these reports is exactly tailored to people who want to be in business and how to get their marketing pumping. $348 worth of reports, that's what they actually retail for. How much is it costing me? Left hand up. Zip, because it's electronic. No packaging costs, no freight costs. Is it making it a very good offer? Can you see how this is happening, folks? And how simple it actually might be. We talked about where to get bonus reports from. Where did I tell you the other night where to get bonus reports from? www.goarticles.com. Try there. I think Armin even gave you another website, which I can't remember right now. That's one place to go. Where all these free articles are there waiting for. That's one place you could start. I happen to have these reports written because I'm actually in this industry. It's just by chance that I took this angle. It was available, so I took it. And these are actually my reports. But you don't have to do that. The E in burpees stands for evidence. Because what happens when you tell people how good it is? They don't believe you. The doubt starts to creep in. Anybody ever felt that when they've read a sales letter or read anything to do with advertising and marketing? Okay. So we should answer that right up front, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we tackle that up front? Okay, well, there's different techniques you can use. You can actually, if you know your customers have questions, you can actually write the questions out. As in, you might say, why should I believe you? Actually put that question as a subheadline and tell them why they should believe you. Why is this such a great bargain? Why shouldn't I just search the internet for something else? And answer those questions. Because no one does it. No one has the guts to actually admit there's questions being asked. But if you do it, that's where your marketing power comes from. And I want to show you how powerful evidence is. Proof, okay? See this section right here? Can anybody see how there's a little bit more... This is actually an example of sales, 2 weeks worth of sales. And these indicate how many sales are made every day. Can anybody see the difference in the pattern in the pink area, the pink box? Would you like to know how I actually did that? Because what we're talking about here is, here's Tuesday. I mean, here we've got 49, 24, 37, 49, 49, 49, 49 during the day. That's 7 days. Here we have 175, 138, 61, 98, 86, 37, 74, 185 a day. Would you like to know how I did that? Yep. Okay, take this down. This is brilliant, if I say so myself. I added 3 testimonials. And I was talking on the phone to Kurt Christensen one day. And he said, you know what, Brett? My sales really went through the roof one day when I actually added some photos of where I'd been traveling. He had a product which had to do with travel. And he'd been to a few places around the world. And he says, oh, you know, my sales really increased once I put the photos in of where I'd been. And I thought, and I'm thinking on the phone going, oh, damn, that is so simple. I know, I teach this stuff. And yet I didn't have any testimonials in my sales letter. So I added 3 because every time you buy my book, a few days later you get an email saying, how did you enjoy it? And would you mind giving me your thoughts? And that happens automatically, folks. It happens every, up to 5 days after buying my book, that's the email you get. And I get all these testimonials coming in. This is where these come from. So we have all these real testimonials giving evidence. Is that powerful or what? Is it hard to do? But you look at the increase in sales that caused. I'm a copywriter and I actually forgot my own teachings, and only Kurt reminded me of it, and bang. That's how important it is. The S, the last part of burpee, stands for the sign-off. This is where you actually finish the letter. And this is where a lot of people lose it. Absolutely lose it. It really is pretty simple. This section here. We've just finished talking about some bonuses and that. They're each worth every cent of their $29 value, but hey, they're yours free. Congratulations. But I don't know how long I'll keep these bonuses up there. It's part of a marketing test I'm doing. They're worth a lot to me in my heart, and at any time I could take them down forever. So if you want them, get in quick. So what am I doing there? I've said you can have the bonuses, but they're part of a marketing test which may disappear very, very soon. Why would I do that?
Urgency.
Call to action. Good. I don't want you to leave the page. I want you to get it now. Because if you leave my page, it's bye-byes. Never to see you again. You must take action now. There's just a little, you know, wishing you a great success, warmly, Brett McFall. A little bit of a PS down the bottom telling them, hey, don't forget, there's over $348 worth of bonuses, which you're going to miss out on if you don't order today. Do you think, folks, you might be able to use these same principles in a letter for yourself? Do you want to see, believe me? Because I need you to. Can we have a mic runner over here, please? Question.
Brett, yesterday Nicola indicated that us Brits... Dry throat this morning.
Cheers.
A little better. She indicated that us Brits don't particularly like sales letters that are long.
Yes.
The sales letter for this particular conference was 50 pages long, actually, because I printed it out. I must have been mad, but I did. I just really wonder if there's sort of any evidence that points culturally to Britain does, America or wherever doesn't, etc.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happens, and I'm a pretty good judge of this actually. When I go to whatever country we go to, the people in that country actually tend to think the same thing, that our country's different. It's really true, that we're different. And it's a natural human process to think that you are different from the rest of the world. I can tell you, I've never seen it. I work with Tom from China, Ted from the USA, Alan from England. And we were just commenting the other day that here we are from all different parts of the world and we feel very, 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 very much the same, except a few cultural values might be different, right? And so what we're talking about here is psychology, not what country you're from. And what I find here in Britain, there is a natural scepticism, you know, of things like this. So you have a different attitude toward, you know, than Americans have, than Australians do. But generally, everyone's cautious about, you know, being ripped off. Absolutely. So what we do, this process takes people through that whole, I've already allowed for that cynicism. You know, in your mind. And again, remember the stats, folks, only 3% of people buy my product. So 97% might think, no, it's not for me. So this is the thing to remember, okay? Now, what you might be thinking is, well, isn't 3% really terrible? Isn't that useless? What about 30%, 40%? How do you get that? Very hard to do. And we're always trying to find new ways. But I guarantee you, if you're going to try and sell something, in order to get someone to pass money over the internet to you, A, there's a trust level, that people who are afraid to spend money on the internet, anybody ever feel that? You're a bit concerned about spending money on the internet in case you get ripped off, the money goes elsewhere, someone steals money from your account. You know, there's all that skepticism thrown in, and so you've really got to be able to convince someone that, hey, you're okay, the product's worth it, there's no risk. Make sense? So this is the psychological process we have to use. So I would say that a sales letter may actually work for Brits better than Americans. Yeah. If we write it properly. Nicola.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just like to clear up that point because I felt exactly the same. And what I actually said yesterday was that if you're in business in Britain, you might want to have a brochure site as well as a sales site. Because what I found, I did a wealth creation conference and I tested three different kinds of sales letters. And my British one, that was all nicely laid out and everything, got 0% leads. I had a professionally written, I think it was one of your graduates from your advertising masterclass wrote that for me. And I tidied it all up and made it look nice, and I got 3% conversion. Changed the colours, made it, you know, tidied it all up, got rid of everything. Or like, you know, the highlighting and everything, because I didn't like that so much. And the actual one that I didn't change at all got 14% conversion. And that was selling entirely to Brits.
14%. So. Yeah. Incredible.
As opposed to zero.
Very good. That's not a bad improvement.
and one up here.
Brett, what happens if they don't buy? Do you, because you changed your site, because at one point you were capturing their name and then taking them to the site.
That's very sneaky of you. You're talking advanced.
I keep looking.
Okay, well, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you exactly what I do. Well, what happens now, folks, is that when someone comes to the scrapworkingprofits.com, you don't see my sales letter. You see a one little page there, which some people call a name squeeze, and it's where I actually tell you, you know what? If you want to start your own scrapbooking business, I'm going to give you all the information you need. Just leave your name and your email down the bottom here, and I'll take you straight to it, or words to that effect, right? And so they type in the name and their email, and bang, right through to the page. And guess what it actually says? If you've typed in your name is Steiner, right? It actually says, welcome, Steiner. Now let me show you how to turn scrapbooking into a business for you. Is that cool? Has your name in the letter. And throughout the whole, all the sub-headlines, your name's there. You know, little personal things like that. That's an advanced strategy. And the reason why I don't show it to you in this presentation is because you don't need it. That's the next step. But it's a good thing to work towards, because those sort of things increase your response. Little personalizations like that. So why that's powerful is, mic down here please, why that's powerful is that if you're in my database, guess what? Do you think I might just contact you later on? Because if 97% of people aren't buying, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to ask you, you know what? You visited my site last week, and you're obviously interested in making money from scrapbooking, so here's a tip for you if you want to start a business. And I give them a little paragraph of a tip. And by the way, heaps of tips like this are in my book, scrapbookingprofits.com. Just go to this website and check it out. And if you don't buy then, the next week, get another email. I've got another tip for you. So it's a good tip. It's a free tip. Good content. Guess how many autoresponders, how many of these messages I have? How many?
Yeah,
who's that? Who said that? You bought it, alright. Damn, that was a good guess. Yes, you're on the money. That's right. So over 18 weeks, you're going to hear from me. Anybody think that might be a good idea? I've got 18 bites of the cherry. How many bites do you usually get?
One.
That's right. So I'm hedging it all in my favour.
Brett, hi. Yeah. Why did you say that we don't need that capture name and an email address first off, please?
Because you don't need it. You'll want to use it later on. But I don't want you to get caught up in all the technical stuff, because this involves a little bit more technical help to do that process I just talked about. And I don't want you to get bogged down. I want you to have this happening soon. And so, you know, for months I had that sales letter running just like I showed you. Just like I showed you. And so I don't want you to think, oh, I've got to get this, I've got to get that. Because you never take action. And that is the most important thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So get this happening. Get some sales coming in. Fund your whole technological exploration, you know. Fund it by this site. Run here.
When you switched over from the long sales letter as the front page to the name squeeze page,
yeah,
what happened to your buying percentage?
I don't have the exact figures, but it increased. I think it almost doubled sales, yeah. Is that all right? How much work did I do? Almost zero.
Hi, Brett. Sorry, just two little questions. Firstly, on your advertising on the Google, are you just basically doing it only in Australia? And secondly, do you give a guarantee with this as well?
Yes, I do. Money-back guarantee, absolutely. And I advertise all over the world. So anybody who types in scrapbooking, my ad will come up. And you can actually choose country by country, whatever you want. Only America, only the UK, only Australia, but I choose everywhere. Because, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Hi, just a very quick question about your squeeze page again. I know you're probably fed up with this.
Well, I've got you on the squeeze page, haven't I?
You're saying all you do is you put on there, give me your first name and your email address.
Yep.
But what you're actually doing is you're subscribing them to an autoresponder series. Would that be described as ethical, do you think? Do these people aware that that's what's going to happen?
Good question. What I actually do say in there is that I'm also going to send you a whole stack of tips for your business. So, yeah, I left that out when I explained it. But, yes, now they find out. Because if I didn't tell them that, then I started sending them email, yeah, they'd be going, what's this all about? So, yeah, good question. I promise them that I'll send them through to the page that shows them how to start a business, and I'll also give them a bonus set of business tips for their scrapbooking business. Good question. Right here.
Hi, Brett. You talked about the flycatcher page, and then later you talked about Google AdWords. How did you get traffic to your flycatcher page?
Yeah, it's a good question. Okay. I just use a Google ad. Yeah, I use the same ad that gets people to there now, but to my flycatcher page. Make sense, folks? Same Google ad that I'm using right now, I use when it was the flycatcher stage. It didn't really matter. I was just getting them there. Okay. Another question?
Hi there, Brett. Just a couple of questions. First of all, what payment solution provider do you use? Do you use something like ClickBank?
ClickBank.
Or ClickBank, excellent.
Yep. Thoroughly recommend them, because you know why? Here's one, my biggest reason, is that with ClickBank, guess what? You can actually have people help you sell your book for you. And they'll actually pay the people, the percentage you determine, for you. So you don't need to write checks to anyone who wants to help you or become an affiliate for your product. You can actually go to my site now and sign up as an affiliate and start selling my product, and you'll get 50% of the $27. And you'll get a check from ClickBank. Not from me, but from ClickBank. Did you know that could happen? Are you aware of that? Beg your pardon? $7.50? £7? $7.50? No. It's only a tiny little percentage. I don't know the exact percentage, but tiny. Tiny, yeah. It's virtually nothing.
I just have another couple of quick questions.
Go for it, my friend.
How do you sign up affiliates? And secondly, where in the sales side do you put the guarantee? You talked about the sign-up. Assume it's is there.
Yeah. The evidence section?
The evidence section.
Yeah, so we've given the proof, all the testimonies of how great it is. And we say, hey, guess what? It's guaranteed as well.
Okay, I have that question about the affiliates, how you recruit affiliates. But another question is, do you use something like Autopilot Riches in your email capture form? What kind of software do you use to...
Guess which software I use? What do I use? Autopilot Riches. Autopilot Riches, yes. That's what I use. It takes when you type in your name, it dumps it into my database, sends out an autoresponder to you, and does that for 18 weeks.
And how do you do when ClickBank sends you a notification of sale?
Yes.
What do you do with the person's email address? Because this is someone that's bought from you.
Yes.
Is there a way for you to automate capturing that email address and then sending the response?
So you automatically go into the customer database rather than the prospect database. Does that make sense?
In Autopilot Riches?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh? I'll answer your other question. For affiliates, I have a little link. Again, go to my page, check it out. Down the bottom it says, if you'd like to promote my book and earn 50%, just click here. Take them through the ClickBank page, they sign up, bang, and then guess what? After that, I actually give you ads to run. I've actually written the ads for you that you can actually run. It takes you to another page, all the copy's written for you. You guys might just start up a business on scrapbooking now, huh? Let's sell my book.
Can you sell that book again?
Can I sell it again?
Can we sell that book again?
No.
Royalty free.
No. Basically, here's what happens. You'll get a special little link that when people click on that link, takes them to my page. Always going to my page, and you just get paid from the ones that actually buy. So you don't actually get the physical book or the sales that are going to set up your own page or anything like that. I've taken care of the whole thing for you. That's why it's so easy. You could be started 5 minutes from now. That's how easy it is. Go and start and place some Google ads and send them my way. Or what other ads do you want to put in place? Okay, I'll take two more questions, folks, and we must move on. Okay, I'll take one here with David, and then I'll answer all your questions, don't worry, at the end.
There wasn't a chance that I knew it was 18 reports. I've actually bought the book because I'm going through the process myself. I've got an e-book going out in the next few days, and so I know exactly what the process is. I want to ask Brett, is there an upsell that you could consider having with scrapbooking?
Well, I guess you may not have seen this yet, my friend, but now, as well, when you become a customer, 7 days later you get another product suggestion from a person I'm affiliated with on scrapbooking, who does scrapbooking supplies. And so I've now got 4 different messages there over the period of a month. Once you buy, it offers you something else. Because you've bought my book, only people who bought my book actually get an offer on someone else's product, all to do with scrapbooking. So I've got a back end there, and I'll keep on growing that and growing that. Over the year, you'd get offers. Because it's totally related to what the people are after. Last one here.
If we were affiliates to that, then would we be able to capture people's email addresses ourselves? Because someone talked about that yesterday, using a squeeze page.
Not the way that I've got it set up, no.
Because you've got a squeeze page
yourself. Yeah, I've got
yourself,
that.
So
but here's the thing to remember. I've got the squeeze page so I can work on them for you. All your customers that get sent to me, I'm going to work on them for 18 weeks for you with my emails, and you'll still get the sale. So you just set it and forget it, and all my marketing takes over for you. So that's the benefit of it. But those people who don't have a name squeeze page and you become an affiliate of theirs, then yeah, you could actually send them to your page first, then send them through to the main sales page. You could do that, but just not with my setup. Make sense? Okay. Can we move on? Okay. Well, first of all, I want you to stand up. Because it's now been 45 minutes, and guess what happens after 45 minutes? Concentration starts to wane. Can we have some stretch music there, please? Eddie. Thank you. Good one. Okay, let's get started again, folks. Is this important stuff for you to get? Hey, come on, talk to me. Good. Okay, folks, why don't you start and use your imagination. What if you had one of these websites...
What if you have one of these websites working for you on autopilot at £14,051 a year? What if you had that? How would that make you feel? What if you had two? £28,000 a year. What if you had three? £42,000 a year. Anyone here might just stop their job at this point? And how much work would you be doing?
Nothing.
See how quickly he said nothing? Nothing! That's right. Nothing. And isn't that a good feeling? What if you had four? £56,204 a year. Whose friends and family are going to have a hard time with that? But won't it be nice to tell them? I've got neighbours in my street and they must wonder what I do for a living. I'm just hanging out, doing stuff. Go and check the mail. No mail yet. Oh, I'll come back later on. Yeah. Walk back in the house, turn on Oprah. He hopes. She's got some good stuff on. I do whatever. Who'd like to do whatever? Yeah, it's good, I tell you. You'll get used to it. You'll be able to handle it. How would your life change? You need to think about this. How would your life change right now if this was the case? What would you be doing? How would you be feeling? What would you be driving? Where would you be going? Think about it. How would your life change? Because if you don't have this dream, folks, you don't have this vision in your mind, you'll never get there. One of the pieces of advice I gave last night was write down, I will never give up on my dream. And that's the hardest part. The hardest part is following through and keeping going with this. Is that good enough reason to keep going? Wouldn't it be? Now, if that isn't exciting enough, here is where we go a little nuts. Who here would like to know how to take your hot-selling $30 product and turn it into a sizzling $3,000 product in no time flat? Okay, this, here we go. Take it a little bit further. Let's look at the product first. If you have a $30 product, here's how you turn that into a $3,000 product. And we're talking US dollars here, folks, because whether you like it or not, US dollars is the currency of the internet. An ebook. If you've got an ebook, like I have someone read every word into an MP3 recorder and you can effectively double the price right there and then. So you sell an ebook and the recording. Why would that be valuable to someone? On the car, yeah. What did Mike Stewart tell you yesterday about people here and how they learn things? Some people just like audio. So if you haven't got the audio option, what could that do to your sales? Could stop them, it could reduce them. But if you have the audio, suddenly people have a choice. So what could you do? You could read it into an MP3 recorder. Anybody doesn't know what an MP3 recorder is? I will explain that. Good. Look, just go to your local electronics store and ask for one, and it'll allow you to record digitally, and that digital file you can actually make as a downloadable file from your website. Is that cool or what? Right? Don't be too fussy about how you read it. If you're not a good reader, then maybe it might be better for someone else, and pay someone else to do it. Someone you know, a friend or a local radio announcer, pay them to do it. It'll be worth it. If it's an audio product you've created, then have it transcribed into a manual, the other way around. Because I'm just talking about an ebook here, but it doesn't have to be an ebook, folks. It could just be an audio product. This product we're recording tomorrow, the super webcast, it's going to become an audio product, an hour-long recording. We could have that transcribed, and we've got two products. Do you understand that this is actually possible? And there are people on the internet who will actually transcribe it for you, who will listen to every word and type it out for you, and a few days later send back the actual file. Isn't that cool? Double the price already. Yet your costs are still the same. So you could double the price of your product and your costs are still the same. Why is it still the same? Why are your costs still the same, folks?
Zero.
Zero. But why is it still the same? Why is it not costing you any more?
Digital,
that's right. And I'm just checking that you're listening. Good. So we could add value by doing this. What about if we were to interview our customers over the phone or in person using a little MP3 recorder, if you want to do that, about how it has changed their lives. What if I was to go back and I now have around about 700 actual customers for my scrapbooking book? What about if I was to go back and actually interview them to ask them how it has changed their lives? Particularly the people who have actually sent me their testimonials, right? They've already told me that they're enjoying it and what they've done with it. What about if I was to go back and interview them? Would that be a valuable bonus for someone? So when you go to buy my book, there is an audio track there, a whole bunch of audio tracks telling you what other people have done with the same information. Is that a cool idea? Okay. Is it hard? Is it too difficult yet? If you put yourself out, folks, and just do these extra steps, the profits could be amazing. What about if you were adding in a tip sheet on the topic? And here's where we get into product development, folks. It's about adding a tip sheet. If I've got a 90-page ebook, could I not just go through and take out all the tips and just summarise it down to a little tip sheet, maybe one sheet or two sheets? Do little summarised tips. Could I not do that? Add it in. Or I could summarise the topic to make it simpler to understand. A mini manual. Anybody ever here read Awaken the Giant Within, Anthony Robbins? The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Really popular books. Guess what? You can go to the bookstore and you can buy the actual book, or you can buy the little mini version of it, where every page is just like one tip from the book. Why would they do that? People have less time. What was the one at the back? The books are fat. Yeah, so this is the one, little small ones is what people want. So we haven't really done much extra work here, folks. We're taking the same content, giving it in a different form. We could then also go and create Camtasia tutorials to explain every step in detail. Remember we talked yesterday about the email that I sent out and the little video I made? That's called a Camtasia video, right? So how about I give you an example of what you could actually do, and an actual example from one of my products. When you actually buy my Burpee software, it actually comes with some videos explaining how to use it. Here's an example of it. Here it is right here. Well, hi there, this is Brett McFall, and welcome to this video tutorial of my new software, Burpees for eBooks, your sales that are done in 30 minutes. And so what I thought I might do is actually take you through what it's like to actually use the software. That way, you know, if I show you by example, it's much easier to learn. So this is what the first screen is like. Once you actually open the program, here's what the screen looks like, and you simply click on Next. And we're already into the start of the actual sales letter. Now, what this actual system does, it sets up a template for you. Okay. And that goes on for about 7 to 10 minutes. Is that good? And I take you through my product. Could you not, if you had an ebook, for instance, could you not just have that to make a Camtasia video? And it's not that hard to do. But remember I said you're going to have to learn new things and stretch yourself a bit? This is where the stretching comes in. And so you can actually take them through on your computer, page by page through your book, and point out the parts you want them to notice. You know, folks, you're reading my book, I hope you're enjoying it, but there's some things in my book I want to show you. Here on page 23, I tell you how to do such and such. And why that's important is this, this, and this. Now let's move on to page 40. Do you see how you could create that? Little extra tips. You could then say, tell you what, because you're interested in this subject, I've gone onto the internet and found some really cool sites. Let's go and visit them right now. I'll take you through the websites. Let's do a tour of the internet on that subject. Would that be valuable to your customer? Top stuff. So this stage, I think you could create a product valued at around about $300 US. You put some serious work in here, folks. That's what you could be selling. So instead of roughly a $30 product, you've got a $300 product. Would that affect your sales a little bit or affect your income a little bit? It'd be a bit much better, wouldn't it? Everything is downloadable, so your costs have not increased. And all you've used is your brains and a little bit of time and effort. Would you like to pump it up even further? Okay. Many experts will give you bonuses for free just to publicise themselves. Have you found that out this weekend? Yes. So what about if you were to search for experts within your industry and ask them if they have any bonuses they'd like to give away so they can publicise themselves? And those bonuses have dollar value, don't they? Add that on to the price of the products. Make sure they're good quality bonuses, that is. And isn't that amazing? They could be willing to give it to you. And you've seen that in effect this weekend, haven't you? Where all these experts up the back here have given bonuses for this promotion. then what if you were to interview an expert within your industry and record the call? So we talked about interviewing the customers. What about if we interview the experts? People who really know stuff about what you're selling. With our little MP3 recorder. And interview them. How many interviews do you reckon you could do? And are you seeing, folks, I'm not making you the expert. I'm not making you the expert. We're using the advice of others to do all the work for you. Don't stop there. Do it once a week and record every call. Who here would be prepared to do that? 1 hour a week and record the call. All the conversation. Are there only two people who actually here would be prepared to do that? Is that what you're telling me? Good. Good, good, good. Because in 1 year's time, do you know how many expert interviews you'll have in your product?
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
52 interviews with experts. How's your product looking now? 52 interviews with experts. I'll take my question right here.
Not on. Oh, he sees. just when you ring up the experts, what? Yes. How do you put it to them so there's, you know, copyrights and all that sort of things?
Yeah. Simply, all you do is get them to sign a form that says that you're allowed to interview them and they've agreed to it. Just fax it over to them or email them.
And then you, in return, you say to them that you'll give a link to their website or...
Yeah, you could do that. Do whatever it takes to make the deal. Absolutely. Okay. But most will just say, yeah, I'd love to be interviewed. And you just say, look, I'll send you a copy of it so that you have it on file. Simple as that. You'd be amazed at how easy this is, folks. Because we usually think these things aren't possible. That they're too high above us. That they're too big. They're not going to be interested. I tell you, it's the opposite. Has anybody interviewed an expert in this room this weekend yet? Yeah. So how many people? Please put your hand up. Good, that's a few of you. So you're actually doing the process. Was it hard to get the interview? Now, it's easier, obviously, because you're in the room with them, but, you know, were they hard to deal with? Did they say, well, let's get a contract out, let's sign it, let's make it really detailed? That's how it goes. That's how it is. How much easier will it be to sell a $1,000 product when you're throwing in 52 interviews valued at $47 each? A total of $2,440 worth of value, the 52 interviews. How much easier is it going to be able to sell that product at $1,000 now? We're up to $1,000. Who thinks it might be okay to sell it like that? Who thinks you might have a fairly good chance? Anybody who doesn't think we've got a chance? $1,000. So now you're selling a $1,000 product and yet your costs haven't gone up yet. Isn't that exciting? How about if you just sell one of these a week? One a week. You'd be up here on this stage telling us how you've done it. I'll tell you that much. If you get this up and running. What's more, you're much more attractive to affiliates. Let me explain that. If I've got a $30 product and you've got a $1,000 product and the affiliate is over here who's looking to market a product, whose product do you think is going to want to advertise more? The $1,000 product. Your product. Why would that be? Make more money. Simple maths, right? And so once you're selling something at $1,000, you'll have literally an army of people wanting to line up and sell it for you. Just give them a slice of the action. Is that cool? Yeah. How much work are you doing now? They're your army working for you because you're going to make it worth their while. Are you excited? So you should be. Okay, here's an absolute master strategy that could blow the roof off your business. How to grow your database by tens of thousands of qualified people instantly. Who wants to know that? Okay. After each interview, ask each expert if they'd like you to give every one of their customers a free copy. So you're interviewing someone who's an expert and you ask him, do you think your customers might like a copy of this interview? What's he going to say or she going to say? It's an interview with him, and it's his customers. So what you do is you get him to send his customers to yoursite.com, and their customers can have a pre-release copy, right? But they must register their name and email address before they get the recording. How do you like that one? Is that a cool way to grow your database? A totally targeted database who's hot for your product. Experts in your industry, tapping into their customers, doing a good service, building a database. Question, right up here.
Presumably you mean just a copy of their particular interview?
Just their interview. Because guess who owns the rights to the 52 interviews? You do. What are they perhaps interested in? They're only interested in which interview? Theirs, right? Because it's their world. It's all about them. When experts get up that high, that's really all they see. But you see the bigger picture. You're interviewing everybody. Is that an exciting way to grow your database? You got a question over here? Sure thing.
Hi, Brett.
Hey.
This might sound like a really dumb question.
Give it to me.
The product that you've now got that's worth $1,000, is it an ebook with all those bonuses?
They're not bonuses, they're actually part of the whole product now. It is the whole product. It's got the ebook, it's got an audio recording, it's got interviews with the customers, interviews with experts. It's a whole package.
Right, and it's all downloadable, so you don't have to see. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Isn't that cool? One right here.
Hi, Brett. Just a quick question.
How do we apply it to pens?
No, not pens. It's different. I just want to find out, if I'm paying $1,000 for this product,
yeah.
I probably want to touch the product. I probably want to see it. It will get me more excited seeing the product, it's the physical product itself,
yeah.
Rather than saying going to download it on the internet and listening to the internet. I mean, I'll get bored. You know, if I'm paying that much money, I want to feel it.
Sounds good. Yeah. So why don't you make it a physical product? Because your costs are going to increase, but who cares? So turn it into a physical product. And I'll tell you this, and I'll cover this point in just a second, because you're going to love this. Hold on. How to reach the magic 3,000. Offer personal coaching and add literally another $1,000 onto the price. This is where you come into it, folks. Remember I said you're going to have to stretch. You agreed you were going to have to do that. Offer personal coaching, your own time, and add another $1,000 onto the price, where you might just give them email access to you. You might, once you get used to using Camtasia, like I do, I actually do coaching sessions for my clients on these little videos. So you might actually send a sales letter to me and actually go through your whole web page, and it's all on video, and you watch it over and over again until you get it. Is that good? Yeah. So what about if you did the same? You can have it any way you want. You can have them phone you up. You can run weekly teleconferences. In fact, you've seen some speakers who have got some packages like that. Am I starting to show you behind the scenes here what these guys do? Coaching programs. So they can be phone calls. They can be teleconferences where you're talking to a whole bunch of people at once. That's a good way because you get a whole lot of work done in a very short time. You talk once and you teach 30 or 40 people. You can write a coaching program that actually comes by email. So you promise them the coaching program, and using an autoresponder, it sends them an email every week for 52 weeks with another tip or technique. That could be your coaching program. But it's your personal coaching program, and the value goes through the roof. Then, let's say we do the recorded calls, a teleconference. You record every one of the coaching sessions and add those into the product too. So as you do the coaching program, those hour-long calls, you record them, goes into your product. So you see how I'm stacking your product with all this top quality information for your market. Am I making sense? Get 20 of those coaching sessions, folks, and you can add another $1,000 onto the price of the product. Because people aren't buying the recordings, they aren't buying the downloads, they're buying the information, the very information they want. You've delivered it to them all these different ways. Additionally, start selling it in physical form and sell it for more than $3,000. Because guess what? You know how you have this desire, sir, to feel the product?
Yes.
You'll pay for it. You'll pay for it because that you can actually charge more for a physical product than a downloadable product. Costs will go up, but who really cares? At $3,000, are you really that worried about your costs? From selling a $30 product, right? Up to $3,000, are you going to be that worried if your cost? And I think your cost might be maybe $100 US, maybe $200 on a good day, on a bad day rather.
maybe 200. That's the thing. Once you go to physical, it's a little bit extra work. What you can do, and what I do, I have a warehouse which owns my product. And I just, once I get the order through, I send them an email saying, hey, can you please send out the ad pack? And they take care of it for me. And that's where my costs, you know, come into it. And that's you've got to bear that. But it can be automated. It's just that the costs go up a little bit. So everything can be automated, but just in a different way. One right here.
Hi there. Just a quick question. Obviously, when you're doing a $30 product, you can do multiple products, but surely you're not an expert on scrapbooking yourself, are you?
So no, how? I'm not.
So you would only pick one product to push up to the $3,000.
Yeah.
Or one or two, because you're not going to be an expert on all these things to be able to offer coaching.
Yeah. Look. Okay. You don't have to be an expert in any of this, because with the coaching, well, how about you invite an expert along? You just invited to be on the call every week to coach your customers. And you just interview them. You get all your customers to send in questions, and you interview the expert. There is nothing I've shown you yet that you have to be an expert for.
Thank you.
Isn't that cool? You've got to think differently, folks. So you know what happens? You do this stuff, and you want to get involved. And you want to take control of this, and take control of that. I only do that once. I don't do it. You've got to keep yourself out of it and try and think smart. Remember, we're talking about working smart. Are we not? This is how you work smart. Are you ready to take up another notch? Are you? Jeez, tell you what. Turn your product into a live seminar of 2 to 3 days length and sell it at $2,000 a ticket US. Live seminar. When are we going to get the speakers from for the live seminar? Arm out here. Arm out here. Left arm out. Index finger pointed. Where are we going to get the experts from? Didn't we just interview them? And we invite them to come along and speak at perhaps the World Scrapbooking Summit. Isn't that interesting? Can you see what we do? Record the seminar. Add all the DVDs and CDs into your original product. How's the product looking now? Sell the whole package for $4,000 US. Is that a bargain now? I mean, people paid $2,000 to get into the seminar, and yet they can get the whole package plus all the other bonuses for $4,000. Is that cool or what? Do you know an event coordinator who might be able to help you with the seminar? Have you met anyone lately? KateHendersonEvents.com. KateHendersonEvents.com. She's right here. Go and check her out later on. And tell her about your big plan.
Brett,
even further?
Quickly ask a question?
Yes, you can.
With a better voice. The $2,000 a ticket, it would be fantastic, but in the sort of area I work in, you'd be lucky to get 1,000, even if you were the world expert.
Oh, only 1,000?
Yeah, afraid so.
Really? Damn, should we put the project off then? Do whatever you can to get them in. Right. You know, if they won't pay $2,000, pay $1,000. Mm. $500 even. You know, there are ways to cover your costs with a seminar, because guess what? The seminar isn't the big deal. The seminar is really creating product. And the seminar should be paid for at a higher price, because it's going to be a good seminar, if you want it to be. Or you could even hold the whole thing for free if you wanted and get a whole stack of people in. There's different models you could use. Yeah. One more.
Hi, Brett. I'm more concerned about the copy. When you've got a $30 product, you've got your Burpee software to create the copy.
Yeah.
But the higher the value of the product, surely the copy's got to change as well.
The copy's got to get longer. The copy's just got to get longer. This formula is the same. It just gets longer. More bullets, more testimonials, more bonuses, you know, more imagination, bigger promises. So that's all. It just changes its form. It doesn't change. Make sense there, Mark? Yeah, exactly right. This is why I only teach principles, folks, that you can apply them to whatever. Whether you're selling a hammer, a pen, or an information product, the principles still apply, no matter how much you charge or how little you charge. So do you want to take it even further? Yeah. Well, hold on, I've got another question.
Just a quick one about using video or audio in your sales letter. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great thing. Here's what you have to remember. Anybody here? Put your hand up here if you've got dial-up access to internet. Hands up if you've got broadband. Fantastic. You're a switched on crowd. I'll tell you what, those stats are not true in the outside world. So here's what happens. When you've got dial up and you try and watch video, anybody ever tried to do that? Terrible. It's frustrating. So there's a drawback. And there are now new pieces of software that can actually help you through that. So keep on checking it out, because they're getting the technology down beautifully. You can actually make video which suits, you know, dial-up modem, and I use that as well. And so it does make it better. A fantastic tool. It's all selling tools. Audio is fantastic. Audio is brilliant. And you can add, and there's actually video on my scrapbooking site. You'll see video of me. And what happens is that there's video of me on the name squeeze page saying, hi, just leave your name down here. There's a video of me when you actually get to the page saying, hey, welcome, nice to have you along. Tick out the page, tick out this. Down the bottom of the page says, well, how do you feel now? Wouldn't you love to be able to own this? There's a video of me when you order saying, thanks very much for ordering.
What software do you use, Brett?
I use Flix Pro. Flix Pro. The website is wildform.com. Wildform.com, I believe. And the software is called Flix Pro. There are also many other pieces of software out there, and some of our speakers actually have software along those lines. Again, now here's the thing. Don't get caught in the technicalities. Because I've even talked about audio and video reading this presentation. You brought that up, which is good. You can do it. As long as it doesn't stop you from taking action, okay? Because they're fantastic tools to help yourself. So, do you want to go even further? Yikes, you're greedy. Okay. Here's what I want you to do then. I want you to sell reprint rights licenses to the whole physical product for $10,000 a license. Let me explain that one. Oh, you like that one, huh? Okay. It means that the very business that you've got, this physical product business, let's say, you can have people in America in particular, and Australia, probably here in the UK, I think, probably in the UK as well, will actually pay you a license fee to be able to have the same business working for them. See, you're creating, we talk about this as the real estate of the future. It's better than the real estate of the future because of what you can do with it. But what if you sold, you know, 50 licenses or 100 licenses at $10,000 US? Assuming there was the market for it, okay? Would that be all right? And you just give them the whole model, all your ads, emails, sales letters, the product itself. And they can actually use it. You can actually sell it in America. They can sell it anywhere in the world. You can actually, you know, segregate the license down to one country. You've got a license for America. You've got a license for West, you know, California. You can do that. Would that be all right, folks? That's when you're really getting serious. Really getting serious. Do you want to take it up another notch? Okay. Here we go. Sell master licenses to the reprint rights package for $50,000 a license. And what that means is you're going to give a license to someone so that they can sell the reprint rights at $10,000. So you go to, you're in the UK, you go to the American market, you say, tell you what, for $50,000, I'll let you sell a $10,000 product. How many licenses will that person have to sell to make their money back? Five. Is it going to be an easy license to sell when the product is full of value, the interviews, the coaching sessions, the whole bit? Anyone worth their salt is going to be able to sell that product like nuts. Can you hear Hawaii calling? And folks, that is how you holiday in Hawaii anytime you want using none of your own money. Thank you. How many of you would like an explanation of my training program? Two of you, right? Two of you. Okay. There's only one method of learning that never fails, folks, and it's this. Someone has to tell you how to do it. Number two, they've got to show you how to do it. And three, they've got to make you do it. That's the only effective way of learning, folks. Here's what I've got for you, because I've shown you the whole system, the product, the marketing, everything. So here's what I have to try and help you along if you want to do this. The Underachievers Weekend Pack. Remember we talked about how to create the product, Google Ads, Elance? I held a seminar on the Underachievers system. I put it on in Australia. 475 people. Ted was part of it. Tom was part of it. 475 people And in here, 10 or 12 DVDs shows you every single step you need to create the product. I breezed through it today, and you can still do it that way. Here it is in detail. Do you think you might have questions once you go and try it? Start this. Every single thing covered. The manual as well from the seminar. That's the product side covered. Now, in terms of the marketing side, I have the program so you can actually handle all the marketing. The ad pack, I have all, there's the coaching sessions, 10 coaching sessions that you can listen to. You actually see the advert and actually listen to me coaching the people on it. Do you think you might learn from that? You have my system, the only 7 ways to increase your response. That's the system, a whole big folder, big manual. I explain it fully. And you have the vault, over $45,000 worth of ads and sales that you can copy. Did you hear what I said? You can copy. I've proven them the work, you have them. Is that going to help your marketing along? I try and make this foolproof for you, folks. What else do I throw in? I held a seminar called the Ad Camp, one whole day, 4 DVDs, explaining every single tip I have, how to of this, how to of that, 3 ways to do this, 3 ways to do that. That is my most, I'm most proud of that work. That is fantastic. It's a fantastic seminar. Even if I say so myself, it's brilliant because I know it works. Does anybody have my program here? Graham, 2, 3, 4. Might ask you, Graham. Can I get a mic to Graham? Am I BSing, Graham? And I'm not after you to say anything you don't want to say, but...
No, I mean, if you learn all the stuff, which is a hell of a lot of it to learn, you could basically do... You could write your own paycheck.
And you're actually doing that now, I believe. Is that right? You're actually writing sales letters for
people? Yes, writing sales letters for people. Bartering, which works wonders. If your PC breaks down, you just write somebody a letter for the company and suddenly your PC gets fixed. Works wonders.
Okay. It costs you zero.
It's such fun as well because it's not hard work.
Okay, good. Thank you. So you also get on DVD my system. So my whole system, you got in the manual explained, you get it on DVD as well. I take you through that as well. What else do I have for this program? Coaching videos for a year. If you go with me, folks, for a year by email, you actually receive coaching videos. So here's what will happen. You actually get an email from me, take you to a web page. You'll see someone's web page, and you'll actually see me critique it. I'll be surfing things out, writing headlines, giving them suggestions. Do you think that might be helpful for a whole year after you leave here? Do you think maybe your brain just might be expanded with that sort of knowledge going in? Does it increase your chances, folks, of success? It's the knowledge which makes it so good. I'll give you my Burpees copywriting software, which will write the sales letter for you. Is that cool? I'm always trying to make things really simple, right? I know how lazy you are. And with this package, this will all be sent to you, off to you very, very soon. In the next week or two at least, you'll get it. But the Burpees software, copywriting software you'll actually get instantly. You'll be able to download and play with that straight away. Now, here's the thing. We talked about licensing, right? The licensing part. I'll give you a recording called Building Wealth with Licensing. Anybody interested in that licensing thing I just talked about? It's good stuff, isn't it? Well, this audio tells you how it works. Interview questions. I'll actually give you the questions you can use to interview your experts. The questions I have used. So you don't even think of the questions. Is that all right? If I do that work for you. £1,600, folks. The Underachiever pack sells for £400. My ad pack sells for £1,000. All the other stuff is all thrown in for free. That's how much you pay out there. £1,600 is your deal today. I'm also going to throw in, I am going to give you a sample of a reprint rights license, my actual license that you can then go back and copy. So when you sell a license for $10,000, you'll have the actual license you can send off to the person. So you don't have to go to a solicitor. I've done all the work for you there. Is that cool? Okay, I'm trying to think of everything for you. What else am I going to give you? I'm also going to give the first 10 people who want this program 4 CDs of either World Internet Summit USA or World Internet Summit Australia. That whole seminar is yours in a package, just for the first 10 people. You'll also get a Hawaiian shirt, probably the most prized possession of all. But only pay $11.97 today. Thank you. And the equivalent is 2250 at US, because that's what you'll be charged in US dollars. Now, are you wondering how you're going to be able to fund this investment? How about I help you out? How about I give you
a resale license to two of my best new products for you to sell and keep every single cent. Is that going to help you out? Does a bank help you pay their loan off? Okay. Here's the product, Inside Secrets of Using Audio and Video to Make Extra Sales. An audio recording with me, how I actually tell people how to use audio and video to sell on the website. And so you were actually asking me about audio and video on your webpage. So that is actually covered in the product. I tell you how to do that. Well, that's your product to sell. Do you think that might sell okay? Yeah. The second product I'll give you is the down and dirty in your face secrets about writing advertising that sells truckloads of product. David Kavanagh interviewed me and he grilled me. He didn't let me off the hook, but ended up being a really good interview. Resale rights to that, it's yours. I reckon you could sell it for at least maybe $97 US. Same for the other product. You don't pay for the license is yours. And you'll have this instantly with my program. Yeah, you know what you get? You get the copy for it to sell it as well. Yeah, I try and do everything. And with my copywriting software, you'll be able to create your own sales letter too, which is what I encourage, you know, create your own little difference. But I actually give you tips, you know, I give bullets and copy. I give you the actual diagrams, the actual photos of the product. You can take all that. There's photos of me you can use. All the promotional material you need is all there. You'll have a full 6 months to check out this package, folks. From now, 6 months from now, check it out. Full money-back guarantee. You never have any risk in buying anything from me, ever. And if you don't like it, you can keep my ad pack for free as a gift from me. So I'll return your money, you keep the ad pack. Is that fair? You cannot lose. You'll have this, my ad pack here, DVDs, CDs, the manuals, yours to learn from, profit from for the rest of your life, it's yours. But don't use your own money, use the banks. That's what I did, how I got started. Banks willing to give you money and let the bank fund your progress. Whack it on your credit card. That's how I did, that's how we all got started. When you see something you're going to be able to use, and if you're not going to use it, don't get it. If you are going to use it, grab it. Let the bank cover the cost and pay it off. I'll also give you three split payments of $3.99. Does that make it easier? $3.99. So three monthly payments of $3.99. Trying to make it as easy as I can for you folks. Only one question remains.